Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Reality in Christ Worship Radio. I'm your host, Thomas Dwayne Smith. Tonight is going to be an awesome show because I'm officially share with the listeners, share with the audience what the vision for my ministry is and what the future holds. But for the next 30 minutes or so, we're going to worship the Lord God. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy praise and worship. God bless you.
Let my life song sing. feet tall and full of questions. You must have thought I was the smartest man alive. I didn't always have the answer to every little how and where and why. Like, Daddy, why is the sky so blue today? Does Jesus really hear me when I pray? When I go, will I be just like you? Will I be tall and strong and brave?
Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I thank you once again for the opportunity to just pray. Father, your love and your grace and your mercy is very real. And it's very relevant to my life and to what you are using my life for. Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ for those who have tuned in, for those who are listening. And Father, I pray that your anointing, even as I'm just formally introducing Reality in Christ Ministries to everyone, Father, I pray that words of encouragement would just touch and penetrate the hearts of the listeners. Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ for the worship portion of the broadcast, Lord God. Because honestly, Lord, if the atmosphere is not set for you to be welcomed, then there's no purpose in even doing this. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for healing me. I thank you for healing those who need the healing. And I thank you above all for the relationship that you made available to us again through your Son, Jesus Christ. We give you glory, honor, and praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to continue on for probably another 10-15 minutes with praise and worship phase, because I'm going to just share about my ministry and what God is doing through that. And I'm not the kind of preacher that's long-winded, so I don't need an entire hour to share with you all what God is doing in my ministry. So for the next 15 minutes, continue to enjoy the worship. The next few songs are by a very dear friend of mine who is going to be participating with me next year in a conference that I'm doing here in Kansas City, Missouri. Her name is Vanessa Feltner. And the first song that I'm going to play is by her is I Close My Eyes and Dream. And then the next one is I Hear You, Lord. So God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in. And just be blessed by the worship and praise.
Sometimes a still small voice, sometimes a gentle nudge, sometimes it feels like thunder coming from above. The words you've written in my heart, Lord, you put them there to remind me every day how much you care. I hear you, Lord. I hear you.
And welcome back to Reality in Christ Worship Radio. Got a few more songs to go, and then we're going to jump right into the message and what I'm going to share today. These next few songs are basically going to wrap up the praise and worship portion of the show. And in a nutshell, I try to pattern the worship music in a way that it encourages and it inspires the spirit of those who are listening. In the next few songs, actually I'm going to play four more songs in this order. I'm going to play Still I Rise. What Faith Can Do. You Are Not Alone, and You Are There. And these songs, as you listen to the words, I hope and pray by the Spirit of the Living God that they do inspire you. And then I'm going to get into sharing about my ministry, sharing who I am, and giving you guys an idea of what God is doing in my life. So, thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you all. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love. And Father, above all, just thank you for loving us without reason, without justification, and unconditionally. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I want to welcome everybody to my radio broadcast of Reality in Christ Worship Radio. And I've been doing this show probably months now, but I've never had a formal introduction until now. And I want to share with everyone about my ministry, what God has called me to do, and among other things. And I am going to start with who Reality in Christ Ministries is. Now, I am the founder a Reality in Christ Ministries, and what that means is that, you know, obviously it means that I started it. So, and my acronym is RINC Ministries, RINC Ministries, and the way I came up with the name was several years ago when I was still in a place of anger, despair, and not even sure where my life direction was headed. I was just kind of meditating in the Lord, and I heard him say to my heart, I want you to go back to teaching the reality of Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary. And that is how I got the name Reality in Christ Ministries. I am aligned with Evangel Association of Churches and Ministries, which is out of Roseville, Michigan, and then John Anderson Ministries out of Lenexa, Kansas. John Anderson, Pastor John Anderson, is my spiritual father in the faith. The purpose of this ministry is to carry the message of Jesus Christ to the nations of the world, to share God's love, and to support and connect others through the Word of God. Vision, to take the full message of Jesus Christ and who he is, share it, and relate it to our own experience. Religion can be difficult, can be a difficult learning experience for those who have not found the Lord, and it is our vision to let people know that the Heavenly Father is waiting with open arms to welcome each and every one of us in, and that his message that's carried through the Bible can be applied to all of us in our daily lives. We believe our statements of faith. We believe in one God existing in three distinct persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, or the Trinity. We believe God created man in his image, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We believe God created man to fellowship and carry a relationship with him. God created man and woman to dominate the earth and learn how to benefit from the bountiful blessings he has given. We believe that through the actions of man, Adam and Eve, that sin entered into the world. 6. We believe that Jesus chose to give his life so that man would forever be forgiven for his sin. 7. We believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for remission of the sins of all mankind, past, present, and future. We believe in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We believe in the personal language of tongues, as well as the spiritual gifts of tongues to be accompanied by an interpretation in a church setting. We believe in the water baptism and the symbolism of being engrafted into the body of Jesus Christ in our church. We believe that Jesus Christ is coming back for his glorious people and that we will join together in heaven. We believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. We don't believe that not speaking in tongues can keep a person from going to heaven. We believe in the laying on of hands for the sick. We believe that there will be a final judgment for both the believers, followers of Christ, and unbelievers, followers of Satan. We believe that the Bible is God-inspired, word written under his direction by many authors over a 1,600-year period. We believe that God is love, and that he has made salvation available to all those that truly seek him and are willing to believe. We believe that God doesn't force his will upon man, and that he has created each of us with choice and a conscience. Board of Directors, Reverend Thomas Dwayne Smith, Pastor John Anderson, Brett Berkwin, and Hopi Lockett. That's what my ministry is about. That's who we are. Now, I'm going to get a little personal. Over the last several years, we're going into the third year of Reality in Christ Ministries. But I've had my ministry credentials longer than this ministry's been in existence. And folks, I will tell you this. I have not been afraid to try to do for others. But what was happening was that I was coming from a place of a wounded spirit. I had no idea whether God loved me or not, but I just knew that when He used me to bless somebody else, it made me feel good. So I started seeking to be a people pleaser. But I didn't know that all that would do was would hurt me and wound me. And it did. Because when I was rejected, when people pushed me away, shunned me, it wounded me. And that's what the devil wanted. So I got bitter. I held on to unforgiveness, many other things that I held on to. But then, there's been many, many, many series of events that's happening, that has happened. I'm honored that God chose me to be a teacher of His Word. I love the Word. I love the Bible. Because God thought it would be kind of cool to show me examples in the Old Testament. You know, the same Old Testament that people try to use to scare people by using the examples of where God destroyed nations and brought severe punishments upon people, that sort of thing. Well, God thought it would be kind of cool to show me where in the midst of those punishments and Him doing those things, He showed me where He gave people a way out, whether they chose to take it or not. And to me, that was like, wow, He's not, as people have said and preachers have taught, He's not a God waiting to destroy people and to punish people, because He already punished us through His Son, Jesus Christ. That was our judgment for sin. Well, what are you saying? There is no more judgment for sin? That's not what I'm saying. There is a judgment coming for those who never choose to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, what do you mean by that? Romans 10, 9 and 10 says this, and I quote, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, then you shall be saved." Believe what? Romans 10, 9 and 10 said just right there that we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised His Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead. That's the requirement for salvation. But see, here's the thing. There's a two-part process with that. Folks, did you know that repentance comes once you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Because how can you repent if you don't know that you need to repent, or if you're not feeling it? This is what Reality in Christ Ministries is about. there's different aspects of Reality in Christ Ministries. We have the Frederick Douglass Foundation of Missouri, which is state chapter of a national organization of which I'm the state president for Missouri. That's a part of my ministry. We have Sacred Ministries, which stands for Survivor, Abundant Life, Caring, Enduring, and Determined. That ministry is my traveling ministry, where I'm going to be traveling and sharing my testimony all over the country when I start doing it. But I started that ministry a couple of weeks ago because I have a testimony that is still being written even as we speak, because the testimony is not written at the end of the journey. It's written in the midst of the journey. Let me repeat that. Testimony of your life is not written at the end of a journey. It's written in the midst of a journey. And my life journey has been one that has been wrought with all kinds of tragedy, turmoil, many, many heartaches, pains, and many other things. But guess what? A lot of those things I was responsible for because I held on to bitterness and unforgiveness. I held on to bitterness and unforgiveness for people who abused me, for people who hurt me in the body of Christ, many, many other things. Hatred. I held on to those things. And what did it do to me? It wreaked havoc in my life. I was so bitter and angry that I didn't even have the ability to tell people that I cared about that I loved them. And God has done a healing. And He is doing a healing. One of the people who I've always admired, despite the turmoil that she has went through in her life and in her ministry, is Sister Juanita Bynum. And I read an article about her a few days ago, which I was so proud of. You know, I was just happy and honored that she had came out and she had shared, you know, in my life of drugs and different other things that she was dealing with. She also confessed in the radio interview that she had sex with both men and women, and that it was part of her testimony. And just so honored in that, I decided that I would look her up on Facebook and send her a friend request. And I did. And in replying to that friend's request, I didn't send her a message. I just sent her a friend request. That's all I did. Just sent her a friend request. And she sends me an awesome message back. And so we dialogue on Facebook. But long story short, what she ended up doing, she typed out a prayer for me to pray. And every time I prayed that prayer, and I'm still going to pray it again, I'm getting ready to pray it now, I felt God's love flowing out of me. And it was just awesome because it's scripture. God's scripture is live. It is alive. A lovingly, heavenly Father, hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. Arise, O Lord, save me. O my God, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. You, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory in the one who lifts up my head. Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon me. Help me to always be attached to you, the true vine, that I may bear fruit, always bringing glory to your name. May your Father be glorified that I am bearing much fruit by being your disciple. Give me the grace to be careful, always to abide in you on this day. Bestow upon me your grace and mercy, which are new every morning. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Yes, folks, I personalized that prayer. But just reading it, I can feel God's love. I can feel his love just running up and down my body. Lil, what are you talking about? You sound kind of crazy. No, it's relationship. The whole purpose of Reality in Christ Ministries is to show the world that we can have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ without fear. That we can go boldly before the throne of grace. Love covers a multitude of sins. It is the love of God that leads one to repentance. God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Justice has no mercy for those who have not shown mercy, for mercy triumphs over judgment. Reality in Christ Ministries is a ministry founded on a foundation of God's love, his grace, and his mercy. Does it mean that we won't address issues that are going on? You know what? Au contrary, we are most definitely going to address issues that are going on. Because when you love someone, you tell them the truth. Regardless of whether or not somebody may or may not get offended, you still tell them the truth. Case in point, we like to individualize problems within the personal lives of people. Folks, it's the sin of the body of Christ that we need to address, not individual things. Because when you have high levels of adultery coming from our pulpits and many other things, when you have ministers of the gospel who turn a blind eye to the total destruction of an entire group of people? We have major problems. And one thing about this ministry, there is no topic off limits. None. And that includes politics. Because let me tell you something. Politics does not define my faith in Jesus Christ. My faith in Jesus Christ defines my politics. Let me repeat that. Politics does not define my faith in Jesus Christ. My faith in Jesus Christ defines my politics. I also don't define myself by the color of my skin. I define myself by my relationship with Jesus Christ. And having said that, we have our beautiful young black girls and our black women, you know, who are being lied to, manipulated into destroying their bodies. But yet we want to condemn them for the act of having sex outside of marriage, but we then turn a blind eye as they are being utterly destroyed through the sin of abortion. Well, they're responsible for that. Of course, they're going to believe what they're told. If someone is told that they're not responsible for their actions, or if they are told that they need to give something up because they're not in a position to take care of it, they're going to go with the consensus. And you tell somebody something long enough, they will believe it, whether or not it's a lie. The women who have those abortions are as much victims as the babies themselves. Why? Because they did it under lies and false pretenses. And in some cases, their so-called loving families are the ones that are leading them through the doors. Some of you may be offended by what you hear, but I will tell you this. I will not ever stop fighting for the survival of my community, the elderly community, the Hispanic community, the white community, the Asian community, and any other community that may be disproportionately affected by the issue of abortion. When it comes to life, I don't discriminate. But as a percentage of the population, my community has 52% of all the abortions in this country every year. And in 2010, there were 65,509 black pregnancies in the city of New York. And of those pregnancies, 59% of them ended in abortion. And for some, this may not be the show that you want to tune into, because we are going to talk about across the board. But the ones that we are going to hold accountable aren't the people, or aren't the girls. We're going to hold the pastors and those in leadership responsible for burying their heads in the sand. Because it is truly about survival. And Jesus did not die on Calvary for us so that we could disappear, so that we could be systematically exterminated. Obviously, God had a plan for the black community. But unfortunately, we let those so-called leaders who don't have our best interest, both political and religious, shape the argument for us. We let them tell us that we are victims. Okay, if that's the case, then for those of you in a black community who take that attitude, but yet you go to church every Sunday, you need to stop going to church. What? What are you saying? Because what's the point in going to church when you believe the lies of people over the truth of the Word of God? When the Word of God says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But yet, most in our community, we think we victims. We think we have been held down by the man. Folks, come on. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Why is that so hard to understand? Why is that so hard to understand? For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And I will always speak the truth in love. The words I may be saying may sound kind of tough, but it doesn't matter. Because if I didn't care about people, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't say it. And I'm not politically correct, so don't expect no political correctness here. You won't hear no cuss words. Have to maintain my decorum. But you won't hear me toe the party line to not offend people. Because I would rather offend you and save your life than be silent and watch you be destroyed. Because many someones reached out to me in my life. Long before I recognized what was going on, there were many who reached out to me. They were brought there by the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe now. But back then, being so full of bitterness and anger, I didn't trust anyone. Now it's my turn to return the goodness and the favor. Folks, I want to thank you all for tuning in. And know this. that there is a reality in Christ. I love you all. God bless you. And hopefully you will start following the show on Blog Talk Radio. And I will be back next week.